climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the JoLynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the JoLynn Thomas Show. Halloween is over, and I am so ready to deck the halls. I am going to be doing that this weekend. I know some people think it's a little early, but I love it. And one of the things that I love about the holidays is the spirit that it brings to our community. It's a time when everybody starts thinking about what they can do to give back. And speaking of that, there is a really exciting promotion that's happening in our community, and it's designed to just make a difference. So, joining me in studio right now is Caitlin Lindley. She is the customer service manager at LP Propane. Caitlin, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So, Caitlin, how about you? Are you one of those people who likes to deck the halls earlier? Are you saying, let's let the turkey at least thaw out before we get ahead of ourselves?
I'm definitely a Thanksgiving fan and prefer all of my Christmas after Thanksgiving.
That's, you know, my husband's like, can we wait till after Thanksgiving? And we used to, but then I just got a little ahead of myself and said, hey, you know what? Hallmark's already playing Christmas movies, so why can't I just deck the halls? So he's kind of given in, and he's learned to love it. I think he secretly does love it. But anyway, Caitlin, I love the title of this promotion, Spreading Warmth. That's what it's all about. And literally, this is about really spreading real warmth and making sure that people are not left in the cold, freezing out there. So tell us a little bit about how this promotion is going to work.
So Spreading Warmth is a promotion LP Propane's been doing. This is the third year we're doing it. We are going to give away $1,000 worth of propane to four of our customers. This year, it's actually $500 more. Last year, we only did $500 per customer, and we really wanted to make a more of a financial impact with the customers that need help.
$1,000, that's going to go a long way. And you're not just doing it for one customer. You are doing it for four. So I've got to believe the long winter months seem to drag on. So this is going to be a welcome surprise to those customers who are the recipients of this generous $1,000 giveaway. So tell me a little bit about how you go about selecting these lucky winners.
So everyone can nominate. You can nominate yourself, or you can nominate your neighbor, your family member, whoever you want. And there's a little spot where you can write a little story about them or anything like that if you're really are interested in helping this person because they're in need. We are trying to pick people who are in need for this propane. So they can go onto our website, lppropane.net, and there's a big red button that says register for our giveaway there. And that's how you can nominate whoever you need, whoever needs it in your community.
That's one of the things that I love about this is it's going beyond just a contest. This is designed to make sure that this gets to those people in our community who need it the most. And winter sometimes brings some of those challenges along. So I've got to believe that over the years, you have come across some pretty amazing stories, and I'm big on the power of stories. I really am. So I would love it if you could share a couple of those stories that have warmed your heart and made a lasting impression on you.
Yeah, so we've given away a lot of these. One of the stories that hits my memory the most, this person got nominated, I don't even know how many times, 30-something times last year. Every day someone was nominating them. It came from multiple family members. They were struggling financially. They had kids spread across the whole country. And for once in the past, like, 10 years, all of their family was coming together. They were meeting at this person's house, and they were worried about how they were going to have enough propane to have everyone shower, to have the heat up, to cook dinner for Christmas. So we were able to give them a $500 credit so that way they could heat their house for their family to come over and everyone could be comfortable.
you were able to make that family reunion at Christmas much more comfortable.
Yes.
And take a lot of stress off of their shoulders, because as you were telling me that story, I'm thinking they're so excited to have all their family come home, but the stress is making it difficult for them to really enjoy that moment and what it means. So to not have to worry about, do we have enough propane to accommodate everyone? I have to believe that had to be a pretty substantial gift for them.
Yeah, they were so happy. There's so many tears throughout their whole family. I got to meet half their family. There was like 10 people there, grandchildren, children, parents. It was a great experience to see the effect it was going to have on that family.
Especially because sometimes when you're working, you know, behind the scenes, you know that conceptually it's a great idea, but to be able to see the benefit had to be really moving.
Oh, yeah. I think that was my favorite part of my job last year, was being able to go deliver these $500 gifts to our customers and see how it was going to help them this year.
Kind of made you feel, I bet, like Santa's helper.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is there another story that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, so we had this one lady, she is 96 years
old. Oh, wow.
And she lived alone in her house, and she's on a fixed income, and she lived up in Swan Valley or some remote area where it gets more cold. So we went up to her house to surprise her with it, because she can't travel outside the house. And we were able to get her the $500 to help her keep her heat to a level that keeps her warm, because a lot of people don't keep their house at a comfortable temperature because they're worried about their bill and how they're going to be able to pay for it.
So winter becomes even more miserable for them.
Yeah.
If they're feeling like, I'd like to be warm, but I don't think I can afford it.
Yeah, yeah. So it was great to know that she'll be able to keep her heat up as high as she needed it that year.
Well, I have to tell you, I think that your title, Spreading Warmth, is spot on, because not only are you impacting those people who win the promotion and get this wonderful benefit, but all of those people who are looking around and nominating people, they're getting the benefit too in being able to share somebody else's story and be an advocate for somebody in our community who really needs the support of all of us.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Caitlin, let's give people kind of a little recap so that they can start nominating right now, because the nominations are open. And tell us, when is that deadline?
So the nominations started on November 1st, and they will be open until December 10th. That will be the last day, and that week will be our last winner chosen. So you have until December 10th to get onto our website, lppropane.net, and to sign up for whoever you think needs to win this prize.
Well, Caitlin Lindley, Customer Service Manager at LP Propane, thanks for stopping by the studio, and thanks for the good things you're doing for our community.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I love the fact that this promotion is literally going to help people stay warm this winter. I want to quickly remind you that our debate watch party is coming up, and I would love to invite you to come hang out. We've got some good things working, and it will be a wonderful time. So just text me debate to 208-522-5900. There's more to come after this.